McLaren real quick. What have you got? What have you got? You ever asked that question? I've asked it to my boys when they were growing up. Go in and have something to hide it, walk in a room, and you fail, everything changes. What are you doing? Nothing. What do you got? Nothing. What were you into before I come in here? Nothing. We're just playing, Dave.
We're just playing. We're just playing.
You know, I like to watch the people. You go to Walmart, you go to Target, what do you call it, Black Friday? People go in there like their life depended on that particular toy. The world is going to stop if I don't get my hands on it. And you said you watch people, they got a panic look in their face. They're going to tear this paper off this pallet at 6 o'clock. People standing there with their hands on it. Some people reaching over other people. Now, that's mine. That's mine. Well, I've done that last year. Not this year, but last year, I've done that. I was one of those people. And I was standing there when he said, we've got to have one of them. You know, our life depended on it. So I'm standing there like an idiot with all the rest of them. And I'm sitting there, I had my eye on one. And right before they go open, this lady said, I've just got to have one of those. And she was way back there. She said, will you get me one? And I had a choice to make. Did I make sure I get this lady hers, or did I get what I came for? I done the right thing. I said, I'll get you one, don't worry about it. So, someone else asked, hey, get me one too. So I turned around, I after looking at the pile. I said, okay, I can do that. Well, I'll have four or five people depending on me to get them this as though their lives depended on them too. So finally, whatever, out in horn blows, the woman walks by, whatever, starts cutting it, it's just whoop. I mean, people go to tearing into it. So what I done, I remained calm. I grab one, I pass it to the person right next to me, I reach back, grab another, I got all the way down to the man. There's about one left. I got my hands on it. Somebody else got their hands on it at the same time. I looked up and this little old lady, she said, I want that. That's what I was just getting for you. Picked it up, put it in the buggy. When he said, did you get it? I said, no, I'll pay for it. I had my hands on five or six of them here, but I didn't get one of them. And you go at some things in life, you think, I got to have this. Now, I'm a little calmer than I used to be. Wendy carried me 20 years ago, and I actually got into it. Over an $88 television and an $88 VCR. Some of y'all may know what a VCR is. It was $88 a piece. Daniel and Jay was probably 4 or 5 year old, and we had to help. And I like got into it. But the question is there tonight is, what have you got? What are you willing to do for what you have? And obviously, I'm not going to talk about TVs, and I'm not going to talk about PCRs or anything like that. We're talking about the blessings that we have from God. Do you ever stop and think about all the blessings that we truly have? The blessings that God has given us that we share each and every day of our life. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, talks about a blessing that we probably all take for granted. A blessing that God gives us. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. To the which ye also are called in one body, and be ye thankful. For the peace of God. That's a gift. God gives us that we can live in peace. Well, we're going to have turmoil. But we can have peace in our lives, in our hearts, knowing that God, A, loves us, and B, that we have a home in heaven waiting on us. Another thing that we have is found in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In verse 9, much more then, having now been somebody's blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Justified. We have justification through the blood of Jesus. This afternoon, we make it a practice for those of y'all that's visiting with us. We come back in here after we get done eating for a short devotional, just to encourage each other again, maybe one last pat on the back to say, hey, we're going to leave here today, and we hope to gather again on Wednesday night. But we use this as an opportunity to come back in here, not only to encourage each other, but to encourage someone that may be here to put the Lord on in baptism, to become a child of God, or to rededicate their life to the Lord. And if we can help you in any way,